Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is your Tuesday teaching tip for Tuesday, the 27th of June, 2017. And today, we're talking about preaching outdoors. I don't know about you, but I find preaching outdoors to have a few extra challenges or different challenges from preaching indoors. In fact, I find it very difficult. I think it's exciting, but very hard. And I wonder how much of that is true, that it's really hard, or just that it's an ingrained way of thinking for me. And so I'd like to give you some ideas today as to how we can deal with this and how we can preach effectively outdoors. And this comes to mind because this coming Sunday, I'm doing an outdoor sermon at Wellington Country Park. The Thames Valley Churches of Christ have an outdoor service every year at Wellington Country Park, and we're there on Sunday, the 2nd of July. And if you see this or hear this before then, please do come along. We'll start about 11 o'clock, and you can give me some feedback on my lesson if you like. But that's why it's on my mind, and I'm doing this recording partly to remind myself of the things that really matter and how hopefully I can make it the best it can be. Now, I'm not talking here about the content so much, but more about the presentation and the way we go about it and how we think about it. And I think the first thing is that we really don't have any reason not to have great confidence that we can speak well outdoors and be effective. Let's face it, Jesus certainly was. In Matthew chapter 5, where is he for that famous Sermon on the Mount? He's outdoors. His disciples came to him. Where? Up on a mountainside, and he sat down. He didn't even have a PA or anything like that. And we know that although there it says that he's speaking to the disciples, we know the whole crowd hear him, because at the end of this discourse in Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 28, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching. The crowds, not just those right there in front of him, the crowds, thousands of people. And all through history, public preaching has been effective. Wesley, perhaps, is one of the most famous examples of somebody who spoke to not only hundreds, not only thousands, but perhaps even as many as tens of thousands of people. So, the first thing is simply confidence. This can be effective and bring glory to God. Secondly, we need to think about the conditions. So, the last 2 years, it's rained while we've been at the park. I don't know about this coming Sunday. We'll see nearer the time with the weather forecast. But it's important if you're preaching outdoors to be prepared for all conditions. So check the weather forecast and come dressed appropriately. And if you need some cover, then have someone hold a nice big umbrella for you if you can't stand underneath something as waterproof. A friend with a big umbrella will be very helpful. And consider if it's going to be windy. That may affect your Bible, your notes. If you do have a lectern of some kind, check that it is stable, and ways of holding notes onto the lectern if you're not using something like an iPad. Now, you may not want to if it's going to rain, but notes can be useful. Just don't print them on inkjet with an inkjet. Print them with a laser so the notes won't run if it does rain. Or perhaps you can cover it with plastic, perhaps laminate it. The sort of clips we use for holding clothing to a clothing line, they can be very helpful. Or a large rubber band going around the lectern holding your notes in place, or a bungee, something like that. So rain, wind, an umbrella might be useful. How are you going to hold your Bible and different notes? Just check those things. So secondly, the conditions. Thirdly, I found that props can be very helpful when speaking outdoors. Last year it was Wimbledon, so I took a tennis racket with me, some tennis balls, and had some fun with those with the children. And oh, chocolates, that's right, we were hitting chocolates out using the tennis racket. That was helpful. The previous year I had an illustration about how foolishly I poked a wasp's nest with some loppers, and so I brought the loppers with me and extended them and held them out and illustrated the poking motion with them. Something physical and large, like loppers or a tennis racket, can be helpful if you've got a big crowd. Think about props. Fourthly, use of the voice. How we use our voices is very important. I mean, partly because if we end up shouting, which is not recommended, we're going to lose our voice. And also, people don't like being shouted at. No one does. So what can we do? Well, the first thing is, if you're using a PA, use it well. Get there extra early to make sure it's working well and that you can be heard. The other part of it, I think, is simply acknowledging that we must speak more slowly than we would in a room. The voice takes more time to travel some distance, and it also tends to get lost a bit. And when people are listening, it helps them if you speak more slowly and use pauses. Don't make the pauses too long, or else something will distract them. The rustling of leaves, a small child running past, a dog in the park. But pauses can be part of what helps. And what we really need in our voices is not so much volume, but energy. Energy communicates across large distances. Energy and passion, not necessarily volume, but energy. So think about that. Pauses, energy, and speaking more slowly. Where are we now? Fifth point. The fifth point is simply this. I would say if you're speaking outdoors, generally your lessons will be shorter. Mine is aimed at being about 15 minutes this coming Sunday. And therefore, how many points should we have in our lessons? I would say the most healthy number is one. 1 point to your lesson, perhaps one illustration, one scripture. I'm going to be using Matthew 13, verse 44 this coming Sunday. One verse, one illustration, 1 point, and then one question, ending with a well thought out question that your congregation, that your audience can think about. 1 point, simple, keep it simple. So those are our 5 points, our tips for preaching outdoors effectively. Firstly, have confidence. If it worked for Jesus, it can work for you and me. Secondly, conditions. Look at the weather forecast and think about how it's going to be on the day. Thirdly, props can be useful. And fourthly, consider how to use your voice differently outdoors to the way you would use it indoors. And fifthly, keep it simple. 1 point, one illustration, one verse, one question is probably all that you really need. So, what are your ideas on this? I'm sure I've missed some things out. I'd be very interested to know what you think works, either because you've spoken outdoors and found some things to work, or as a listener, someone listening to people speaking outdoors, what works, what doesn't work, what should we be mindful of? You can email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, or you can leave a comment right over wherever you hear or see this recording. That would be the best place, because if you leave a comment in public, others can react to that, and then we can learn from one another. And that's the idea. This is a community thing. We learn best when we learn in community, and we learn well when we learn from other people's experiences. So leave a comment here. By the way, if you'd be interested in some prayer coaching, check me out on coach.me in prayer coaching. And there's also a Facebook page, and I could help you with your prayer life, I'd be glad to do so. And if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to these videos and these podcasts, because that raises their profile and means the word spreads more widely, and we can help more people, but also we can hear from more people about what they need and what their experiences are. So, preaching outdoors. Pray for me this Sunday as I'm in Wellington Country Park. If you can make it, please come along. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.